is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Whip It, which is actually Drew Barrymore's directorial debut, and it stars Ellen Page. She's a high school senior, bit of an outsider, and her mom thinks her future holds beauty pageants, but she thinks she should be a roller derby star.
I just want to tell you all that you're my new heroes. Well, put some skates on. Be your own hero. The last time I wore skates, they had Barbies on them. You could be our mascot.
Yes, this movie does sound a little bit lame and probably a whole lot of predictable, but what the heck is wrong with that if it works? And somehow the characters really do work in this. Marcia Gay Harden is Ellen's mom, Juliet Lewis is her main derby rival, and Ellen herself plays the oddball as well as ever, even if she does actually smile from time to time in this movie. You know, I kind of put this movie in the brainless entertainment genre, and we all need a some of that sometimes. So this is some humor, some romance, and a tiny bit of drama. Oh, and kind of a training video, actually. I had no idea what the roller derby rules were, but I do know now, roller derby has got to hurt a lot. Now, don't hate me for this, but for this kind of movie and our Movie Night Traffic Light, Whip It is a green light. Moving right along to Zombieland, starring lots of names you've heard of: Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin, and Bill Murray. And they might be the only non-zombies left on the planet, and they just want to stay that way.
I'm not easy to get along with. And I'm sensing you're a bit of a wuss.
Bummer.
We got taken hostage by a 12-year-old.
You know, girls mature way faster than boys.
So another good title for this movie would have been Here a Zombie, There a Zombie, Everywhere a Zombie Zombie. Or is that a kid's rhyme? But this is so not a kid's movie. You've got your blood, death, and gore, and then your gore, blood, and guts mixed in with some funny stuff, and then more guts, gore, and blood. I do have to say, though, the funny parts are pretty darn entertaining, actually. Yes, this is completely mindless, goofy, way over the top. But basically, you know, kind of actually funny, as weird as it sounds, you know, in a lighthearted, very dark, gotta kill everybody kind of way. But back to the zombie stuff for a second. Yes, we get it. They are gross, disgusting, and socially unacceptable, so we don't need to see blood spewing from every orifice over and over again. We do get it. For you zombie lovers out there, though, and you know who you are probably going to love this movie. For me, though, if you took out all that zombie stuff out of this movie, you'd probably have yourself a pretty decent flick. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Zombieland is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.